Okay, good afternoon, and thank you all for coming over again today, particularly on short notice. It's been quite a week, as you all know. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the past few days have tested our state and our nation in many different ways, but I want to tell Georgians how extremely proud I am of them. I want to tell our departments, department heads, and employees how extremely proud I am of them and their response to this emergency. First of all, we are helping our fellow Georgians affected by the tornadoes in Carroll, Peach, and White counties. Disaster centers have been in operation or continue to assist them in those areas. Next, we've opened, frankly, our arms and our hearts to evacuees displaced by the storm. With GEMA leading the state's response, we're working with the Red Cross, Salvation Army, local houses of worship, and other relief agencies. So far, we've opened 12 shelters in communities around the state, housing more than 900 evacuees. I think it's dawning on all of us that these evacuees will very soon turn into refugees, and we're in it with them for the long haul. That number is growing each day as they arrive at Dobbins Air Force Base. Dobbins is serving as our Georgia's Ellis Island to take in those in need, and flights are arriving every couple of hours, and I'm once again proud of the job that people at Dobbins are doing in receiving those refugees. GEMA is coordinating our official state response to this disaster, both at home and in the aid in which we're sending to the Gulf Coast region. At our State Operations Center, personnel from GEMA, our Georgia State Patrol, Georgia Bureau of Investigation, Pardon and Parole, the Division of Public Health, the Department of Human Resources, and the Georgia Department of Defense and other state agencies are working around the clock to direct our efforts. All of our state departments are working together to meet the emergency health, housing, education, and other needs of Georgia citizens and the influx of evacuees. The aid that we are sending to the affected region includes our Georgia Army and Air National Guard. I've authorized the deployment of Georgia Guard personnel to assist with security, rescue, and recovery efforts. We expect to send up to 1,500 Guard personnel to Mississippi and Louisiana. We've already sent our heavy-duty helicopter assets, as well as Black Hawk and U-2-1 Huey choppers for help. In addition, personnel for GEMA, the Georgia Forestry Commission, and our Georgia law enforcement agencies are in the region to provide on-the-ground assistance, with more on the way. I know in the coming weeks the stories of our state's compassion and generosity will continue to unfold. But beyond the official response, I'm greatly moved by the outpouring of generosity from individual Georgians in terms of donations, volunteering, and opening your homes, churches, and communities to help those in need. I want to thank our faith community for their immediate and generous response. Several houses of worship are operating evacuee shelters. I also want to thank the members of the media for helping us to calm fears about our gas supply and stopping the run on gas we saw earlier this week. Here in Georgia, the spike in gas prices has been a lingering aftereffect of Hurricane Katrina, and I believe the overwhelming majority of gas station owners have simply raised gas prices to reflect the increasing cost of their purchases from distributors. However, we know that some have been tempted to take advantage of this situation and our citizens, and that is exactly why I signed the executive order to deter any attempted price gouging at the gas pumps. If citizens feel like they have paid exorbitant high prices, they should contact the Governor's Office of Consumer Affairs by accessing the website www.georgia.gov. For the most part, I recognize that much of the higher prices are driven by market forces affecting the law of supply and demand. But I am also determined to deliver short-term relief for Georgia motorists at the pumps to help Georgia families get through this temporary fuel shortage. Therefore, today I've issued an executive order calling for a temporary moratorium on state collection of all motor fuel taxes beginning midnight tonight. This is how the state motor fuel tax breaks down in Georgia. We have one of the lowest excise taxes of 7.5 cents per gallon collected by the Georgia Department of Revenue, but we also have a 4% sales tax on each dollar's worth of fuel sold at the retail pump. When the price of gas goes up, the amount of sales taxes collected goes with it, and that means the 4% tax places an increasing tax burden on the consumer as gas prices rise. I believe it is absolutely wrong for the state to reap a tax windfall in this time of urgency and tragedy. By temporarily suspending fuel tax collection, I want to relieve some of the financial burden placed on Georgians by disruptions in our fuel supply resulting from the effects of Hurricane Katrina. Because of the higher than expected gas prices, even before Katrina, we were collecting more than our budget had allowed for. In the present circumstances, keeping that money in the pockets of Georgia motorists is a higher priority than a fattened state bank account. The bottom line is that we can afford and we should give Georgians this emergency tax relief. And more importantly, it's absolutely the right thing to do. The state moratorium will mean that consumers who were paying $3 per gallon at the pump will save more than 15 cents per gallon in taxes. As we take this action, let me be really clear. I expect this tax moratorium to be passed on to consumers and Georgia citizens who drive. We will be watching, and we trust that our dealers will respect that and pass along this more than 15 cents per gallon savings to their customers each and every day. This is not an opportunity for our stations or our dealers or our businesses to reap a windfall themselves. I am proposing a motor fuel tax moratorium through the end of September. Under state law, this decision must be ratified by the General Assembly. Therefore, after consulting with Speaker Richardson and President Pro Tem Johnson, I am also today issuing a call for the General Assembly to meet in special session beginning on Tuesday, September the 6th. Speaker Richardson and President Pro Tem Johnson have assured me that they can accomplish this task in the minimum time the Constitution will allow, 5 days. That would be Tuesday through Saturday. Then our legislators can return home to the communities they represent and their families and their businesses. Georgia has always done more than its share when our nation is in need. Today is no exception. And I want all of us to pause for a moment and contemplate the degree of our problems compared to those of our neighbors in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. I encourage every Georgian to do what you can. Give to the Red Cross. Be extra conservative in your utilization of gasoline for a little while. And reach out to our friends and neighbors in need. Continue to lend support and strength to our troops and their families. Above all, we can pray. Please remember in your prayers those afflicted by the storm and those going to their aid. And pray for God's blessings and guidance in this time of trial for our nation. At Peachtree Presbyterian Church here in Atlanta near the Capitol, they follow a simple but powerful motto: pray, give, and get ready. And that motto is appropriate for all Georgians. I believe that just sums up not one just one church's response to this challenge, but to the response of Georgia as a whole. If we all continue to follow that formula, as I know we will, Georgia and our nation will meet this challenge as we have met all others, with strength and unity and with God's blessings on our efforts. I'd like to call on Speaker Richardson and then President Pro Tem Johnson for remarks.
Thank you for coming here today, and we just echo what the governor said. It is sad times right now. Gas prices are killing our Georgia families, and this is immediate relief effective midnight tonight. I expect the legislature will convene Tuesday, and we will quickly go about the business of the people and get here in Atlanta, get the business done, ratify what the governor has put in place and give the relief to continue through the month of September to Georgians. Thank you.
Thank you. As a native of New Orleans, I have been watching with special concern the streets and buildings that I love, and I do join the governor in requesting prayers for all of those that have been affected by Katrina, some of which, of course, is affecting Georgians through a temporary disruption of free market forces. And today, with the leadership of the governor, I think we have found a way to help real Georgians with a real problem. We can't be against price gouging and be guilty of tax gouging. So today we can give back what should be about $75 million to Georgians to use. Thank you.